If you live in roadless communities across the state, bush airplanes likely play a vital role in your life. They bring you goods and transport you to other communities. And while flying now is a lot safer than decades back, planes still crash and people still get hurt. There are many factors that can cause a plane to crash, but in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, pilot error is by far the most common. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel has been poring over 2.5 years worth of reports by the National Transportation and Safety Board. He has this report.
According to the NTSB, there have been at least 38 injuries in the YK Delta as a result of airplane accidents. That's going back to the start of 2008. Of about 22 accidents in their records, they have determined the probable cause for 18 of them. Pilot error is cited as a cause for 83% of those accidents. Not a surprising statistic to local aviation professionals. Bruce Perry is the instructor and manager for the Ute Yukunvat Flight School in Bethel.
For years, this area has been a training ground for lower 48 pilots. They come up here. They lack experience.
Seldom does the NTSB solely lay fault with the pilot. Usually they say it's a pilot's decision-making in the face of adversity, like weather or some mechanical error.
Weather can be treacherous.
With over 30 years of aviation experience, Perry says Alaskan weather is well known throughout the industry as some of the toughest.
If you have Alaska time, you can go anywhere in the lower 48, and I think that's viewed as good time. In other words, been to Alaska for a couple of years, that guy's got some good experience and hopefully some better judgment.
The NTSB says that wind played a part in 5 of the 18 accidents, poor visibility in 3 of the accidents, and icing in 1. But they still attribute pilot error in most of those accidents. Perry says one of the things the flight school stresses, cautious judgment.
It's not good today, wait, and then go the next following day where the weather is better. Patience sometimes pays off.
Mechanical errors are also listed as reasons for the accidents in 4 of those accidents. But Perry said flying in the YK Delta is safer than ever.
I don't know, I've been out here about 30 years, and back then there really wasn't much. Nowadays they have webcams in a lot of the villages, weather reporting in a lot of the villages. The internet is just priceless.
And landing strips have improved greatly from decades back. Also, Perry says that airline companies are improving safety by changing the way they pay pilots. They used to pay by the hour, commonly, but most now put pilots on a salary.
Which kind of helps, I've always thought, because then, you know, if you're getting paid by the hour, gee whiz, if you haven't flown most of the day and the weather picks up a little bit, you may be tempted to go out and fly just to get a couple hours of pay.
In 2008, a pilot died near Quinnahawk when he attempted to circle above a beach to check out a whale vertebrae. A wind gust rolled the plane, causing it to crash. It was the only fatality in the area since 2008. Perry says the seriousness of crashes has reduced.
That's nice to see, because it really, really is sad to see the fatal accidents, knowing that there's husbands, parents, wives, children that are going to learn about, you know, whoever it was on the airplane that died. And, you know, that's really tears your heart out.
Perry says the flight school in Bethel hopes to improve safety by retaining local pilots.
You know, the stability, and that's one reason the flight school was founded, hoping to capture the local population, the native population specifically, to train the people here in these conditions, and that they'll stay.
I'm Shane Iverson.